Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Mike Massaro, the CEO of Flywire. Mike, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
So it's been a great series of conversations with Flywire over the course of the last several episodes on this really interesting and dynamic cross-border payment space, and there's been a lot of insights uncovered about serving the needs of global citizens, those individuals who are taking money from one country, moving it to another, and the value of Flywire as a collection network in making those remittance payments from an individual to an institution possible. Core to that, though, is sort of the banking relationships that you have. I know you have them all over the world, and banking, just as a segment, is going through so much innovation, some of it forced, some of it self-induced. Your perspective on banking over the last several years, what are some of the big changes you've seen and how has it impacted your business?
I think it's really interesting to see the evolution. I think a lot of, you read a lot of the, publications and the beliefs, and people sometimes may think there's kind of massive revolution and it's going to be immediate. But I think you've started to see an evolution, and it's taken time, and it will take more time. I see things like mobile, I see things like lending, and you've obviously seen companies come up, banks adapt and innovate in those areas through a combination of their own work as well as partnerships. And I think that's really where things will continue to go. I don't think banking's going to kind of change overnight. I think the banks have established a level of trust, and that consumers are pushing them to innovate when maybe they weren't innovating fast enough or aggressively enough. And I think that's really coming together with I think better solutions for the consumers. And you're seeing that in things like lending, mobile. We're seeing it in cross-border, which is obviously our core market.
So it is interesting, though, as much as digital is moving the ball down the field in banking, there was an article that we reported on recently that consumers still like going to the branch. I mean, I certainly don't, but I guess there are enough people that do. Banking is at this interesting crossroads where we do have digital devices that allow us to access banking services. Physical is still important. How important will it be, and how do you see banking changing over the next decade? Look into your crystal ball and give us your point of view.
I think there's always going to be that view that sometimes I do want to interact with a person, via phone or via in person. I kind of parallel a lot, to retail, right? I think people have since the late 90s, and again, that's right, 16, 17, 18 years. Companies have come online saying you never have to go to a store again. Reality is people still like going to stores for certain things, and it's a combination of purchasing people are doing online, offline, and kind of a hybrid. And I think people look for that for banking too. There are instances where you'll take a check and scan it in on your phone. Maybe there's a large check you get and you want to go to the bank branch and deposit it and not do it on your phone. So I think you'll see those kind of consumer behaviors. I think with those challenges, the banks are being tasked with trying to understand that customer and figure out if their footprint is too big, not big enough in certain areas, and make kind of those smart investments. I don't think putting a bank branch on every other corner is kind of the way you're going to see banks working. I think they're going to try and be smarter, use data to do it. And that's my view. It's going to be a combination of technology, but people still want that level of service that they can expect, whether it's in an in-person form or remote.
Is there a particular innovation in banking that's had an impact on your business?
The cross-border nature of some of the systems the banks are focusing on. The growth of international payment volume has, I think, caused a lot of banks to look at the systems they're using. And international wire system is a great example where it's just been kind of plagued with issues for a long, long time. Hasn't been a great experience for anyone sending or receiving payments. And I think a lot of banks are looking at that and saying, how can it be better? And I think we're helping a little bit and others in the cross-border space that are innovating on existing rails and doing things better. without having to kind of throw everything out and start from scratch. So I think that's probably the biggest one, is that, you know, consumers are moving money more cross-border, and it's just shown that the systems that have been used for, you know, decades to move that money are antiquated and need innovation.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, a lot of innovation, and certainly what you're doing at Flywire is because the banks have been unable to innovate, and now they're kind of getting onto the innovation bandwagon, but are looking to innovators like you to kind of pull them along. These partnerships are becoming more commonplace. Are you pulling them along, or are they pushing you, or is it a combination of both?
Yeah, it's actually a combination of both. And I think it's also changed over the 5.5-6 years that Flywire has been around. Early on, right, we were kind of pushing innovation that we didn't have the clients, we didn't have the payment volume to justify, you know, us pushing them. In many ways, you know, we had to build up that business and get a strong reputation and a strong set of customers that gave us a little more power in some of those conversations. And now I see a lot of those banks coming to us and saying, how can we work with you in this corridor, or you know, can we help expand it? Or, you know, we even have some banks you know, trying to figure out how to work with us and expand, right, where their footprint may be limited. You know, can they leverage some of the collection network that Flywire has built to help them? So I think it's really interesting, you know, where initially they may have looked and said, you know, hey, we're not sure we get this kind of innovation. Now that we got the volume and got the customers, they look at us and say, hey, where else can we help you take the platform? Whether it's deeper integration into some of their systems, better pricing, you know, strategic partnerships. But those are definitely, I'm spending a lot more time than I have in any prior years, you know, having those conversations with some of the top global banks.
Interesting. And because you do business all over the world with banks of all different sizes and clearly in different geographies, how do you stay current with all of the innovations that, you know, perhaps digital is a global innovation, of course, but it's executed differently in different environments because of the maturity of those different geographies and banks. How do you do that?
Part of it's really just the team that we've built. Flywire is just you've had the chance to speak with many of them, but we have a great group of folks. That it's a geographically distributed team, right? We're 120, 130 employees now, but we're heavily geographically distributed. So we get a, you know, team in Asia Pacific of 20 plus, you know, the UK and Europe, the US, Canada. So, you know, the team is constantly really expanding, and I think that local presence is really important. A lot of companies will, you know, say, hey, we're going to go to Asia, and not be able to either properly invest in the team or the experience, and oftentimes suffer a lot of challenges. And, you know, we've really always wanted to kind of invest and find the best people we can stay up on those trends and know that if we're not in those markets that we need to be in, then we're not going to be close enough to a consumer and understand the pain points and deliver the value we need to deliver.
Is there an innovation that you think poses a threat to your business?
You know, I think 2 years ago everybody said it was digital currency, and that was going to be the kind of the overnight sensation that was going to rock the world. I think you're clearly seeing both the venture capital world as well as, I think, you know, most of the kind of tech publications kind of realize that, hey, there's some interesting technology there, mostly in kind of blockchain and shared ledgers and stuff that could be used in banking systems and financial transactional systems. And I do think that's really fascinating. I don't think you're going to see a decentralized, you know, utopian view of, you know, everyone subscribing to this kind of algorithm cloud and comfortable with that. I think you're going to see private implementations of blockchain technology and ledger and stuff that are, they're really innovative and take some of the banking systems to the next level. And I do think that's interesting. I don't know that we're looking at and implementing those types of technologies within some of our platform, you know, as a way to identify the movements of money and kind of have a shared ledger that can be populated by Flywire systems or partner systems. I think that's really interesting. Tech, and I think that's probably the biggest innovation, that I think has a chance at impacting banking and fintech in general.
So you think that blockchain may have a future in banking?
I do. I still think it's going to be I'm a bit of a realist. I'm kind of that startup. Guy that thinks it's a lot of hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, and time. Things like mobile payments, digital music, those things took a long time to get to initial concept to actual driving markets. And I think blockchain and shared ledger technology is in that same type of evolution. There's a lot of interesting things being done out there, but it's still a technology kind of looking for some business. Looking for some business applicability.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. But there's a lot of experimentation. I think that's how we all learn, regardless of whether it ends up becoming a thing. You can always learn something from these new endeavors that makes the existing process even better. Well, Mike, it was great to get your perspective on banking. You certainly have a global one, and with a particular focus on the safe and efficient movement of high-value transactions out of one country into another that don't happen necessarily on a daily, weekly, or even monthly basis. Always great to catch up with you. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, same, Karen. Thanks for the time.